Look at Psalm 119. I have never been more upset in my life about how much bitterness is a suicide pact. Bitterness is a suicide pact. I'm telling you now. You see, the problem with this is that I can't convince you of this. You've got to take God's word at face value here. Because if you harbor bitterness, it's going to get you. It may not get you today, and it may not get you tomorrow. But before it's all over, I'm going to be waving goodbye to you, and you're not going to make it. Psalm 119, verse 103 and 4. Now, here we go again. How to become sweet. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your meditation, your precepts, I get understanding and I hate every evil way. You know what, something? You've got to, if you want to become sweet and not be bitter, you've got to choose to take what God's word says as something very sweet and beautiful.
That's true.
As the psalmist said elsewhere, more to be desired are they than honey. You've got to start changing your attitude towards the word. Some of you, you read the word of God, and then you let bitterness steal it out of your heart because you won't let it touch you. You see, that's bitter versus sweet. Then what's a sweet person? I mean, everyone knows what a sweet person is. Some lovely person who's just so kind and sweet about it and just so acceptable and so vulnerable and so pure and so ready. That's sweet. Oh, they're a sweet person. Leave them alone. You know, I believe when Jesus was talking about sweetness in the Gospels, in Matthew 18, he said the kingdom are like babies, he said. The kingdom of heaven is like babies, like children. That's sweet. I mean, I know babies are naughty and can be, but they're just sweet. They're lovable. They're gullible. That's sweet. Some of you are too, you've got too strong an opinion for your own good. That's another thing I've noticed a lot lately. You know, sometimes God just puts things in your face. I've never been more aware of how impressed you are with your opinions. Man, you just know you've got the answers. I was watching a television program and I thought, could that person be any more convinced that they knew what they were talking about and everyone needed to listen to them? And I want you to know something. I don't know which page in the scriptures they find this acceptable. It's dysfunctional. Who cares about your opinion? A, and B, who do you think you are that I should care about your opinion? And C, what do you think you're doing telling me to change my act for your opinion?
True.
That is dysfunctional. We need to go back to the old and slap someone through the face. Mind your own business. That's where bitterness begins. Turn to Proverbs with me, chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14. We're in Psalms. It shouldn't be hard to get to chapter 14. You see, well, some of us say, well, I'm just not sure I'm bitter. Okay. Well, that's, unless your Proverbs 14:10 says about that. It says in Proverbs 14:10, the heart doesn't know its own bitterness. Oops, excuse me, I didn't read that correctly. The heart knows its own bitterness. So don't feed me that line. You know when you're being ugly. You know when you're not treating people properly. You know when you're thinking the wrong thing. You know when you're saying the wrong thing. Now, you may be so used to being bitter that you have forgotten how bitter you are, but your heart knows. And the, you know, when I read that scripture, the question came up in my mind. Okay, the Bible says, and I began last week with this, guard your heart, because out of your heart flows the issues of life. And the question is this, are you going to guard your heart, or do you want life and God to have to break it to get your attention? Because God can't use bitter people. And the course to rejection, and by the way, that is the ultimate end of bitterness. God has never been able to use a bitter person. It is a shortcut to losing the calling on your life. And it doesn't happen this week or next week, but one of these days it could happen. Ultimately, if you remain bitter, God will have to write you off. Yeah.